How you doing, guys? Let's start. Yeah, they play great. They've been, they've been coming together all, since the spring. And, it was a big challenge today, certainly with the crowd noise and the quality of players that they faced. So I thought they played great. I mean, they stepped up to the challenge. It was a, great win.
You played in a lot of hostile environments. This game was hyped as like a big game for Buffalo. This is the idea that they're going to finally settle the score with you guys. But to you guys, it seemed, you've been in this situation so many times. Does it matter at all when the crowd gets cranked up?
I think the execution is ultimately what, it comes down to. So I thought we did a good job. You know, they went down and scored to start the game. It was really loud. There was no doubt. I mean, we had to call a timeout on the first drive. And then I thought the good plays we made, I think the seam ball to Gronk on the first touchdown drive was a huge play. And, I think the good plays settled them down a little bit. And, made a lot of good plays. I thought we left a lot of plays out there. And but it's a good team, great defense, tough place to play. It was a great win. Great to be 2-0.
Tom, on your first drive, when all that's going on, we were just talking about a little bit, is that a situation where you're just going to kind of have to weather that energy, that early energy from the building and all that kind of thing? Because, if you're just looking at that first drive, it looks like you're not going to be able to execute anything all day, and all of a sudden, the next time you get the ball, you make some plays, as you said, and it's all kind of behind you.
Yeah.
Is there an element to that? Even almost, not saying you're giving away that first drive to get rid, but you just... not panicking, I guess, is the best.
Sure. Well, I think you're calling plays, hoping to go out there and execute them, you have a game plan, and you get out there on the field and you see what happens, and you see if you make some plays. And obviously, in the first drive, we didn't. It was tough, and then we came to the sideline and kind of settled in and made a bunch of plays the rest of the game. So, game's not won in the first series. It's as what you saw today. It came down at the end, and we've got a lot of games come down at the end against this team. I mean, they got a lot of good players, really well coached, and like I said, a tough place to play, but it's great to be 2-0. Certainly to get a division win on the road is always huge.
Tom, are you totally comfortable running out the fourth quarter and passing the ball instead of just run? A lot of teams would run and try to run out the clock. That didn't seem to be your attack at all.
Yeah, we threw the ball a lot. I don't know if I've ever thrown it as much. It was a lot of throws, so... there'll be a lot of different ways to win them, and I think that the important thing is to find a way to, get the victory, run it, pass it, win it in the fourth quarter. I mean, defensive intercepting balls, and I thought a lot of guys made a lot of great plays. Aaron Dobson stepped up. Deion's playing great. I mean, obviously Gronk and Jules. Danny made a huge play. Steve kicking just clutch plays there at the end. Defense with obviously very timely plays intercepted. Chandler had a bunch of sacks. So it was just a lot of, took everybody. And we knew that's what it was going to take, and it's a great feeling.
You expect to go out there, and it was 466 yards for you. It's the most you've ever had against them. It's the most anybody's ever had against them.
We threw a lot, and I think, we just, it took a lot of great execution, and we made the plays. So I thought, still, we left some plays out there. We're trying to go out there and execute, every play in practice, every play in the game, as best we possibly can. So. Like anything, we'll learn from it, take the good plays, and then, figure out what we need to do better. And certainly the clock starts, next week.
Thanks, guys. Two more questions.
Have a good day, guys.